Hello, it's Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook here in Cleveland, and with me is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Andrea.
So here's what we're going to talk about today.
When I found out Cleveland was chosen for the RNC, I thought, oh my God, what a great venue to showcase my, you know, custom watches.
Now our politicians are getting 2-3 generations away from the farm and ranch, and they really don't know and don't connect.
Me personally, I feel like this ain't got nothing to do with me. Because no matter what happens, they're going to be the same BS that we see every day as us being a black man, flat out.
Texas Senator and former presidential candidate Ted Cruz did not endorse Donald Trump in his speech last night. As for every day and night of the Republican convention, a lot of time was spent excoriating Hillary Clinton. It's one of the single points of unity for Republicans at this convention. Scott Walker summed it up like this.
The simple truth is, liberal Washington insiders created our problems. And Hillary Clinton is the ultimate liberal Washington insider.
On our last episode, we spent a lot of time inside the convention hall talking to people of all different types. On today's show, we want to take you as we go outside the convention hall. So immediately outside, I met a guy who's been working this event, not for the Republican National Convention, but in one of the kitchens of the fanciest, nicest restaurants just outside of the RNC. His name is Drew Bascom. He's a line chef. And he was telling me that, yes, the convention means extra money for him this week, but it also means crowded streets and bus lines. Mostly, he's ready for the political types to go home.
Me, personally, I feel like this ain't got nothing to do with me. Because no matter what happens, they're going to be the same BS that we see every day as us being a black man, flat out. So no matter, like, okay, it was cool to know Obama got office. Everything was cool, you know. It got a little bit lighter, I guess. But other than that, it's still the same BS. You see police just shooting up everybody for no reason. Ain't nothing going to change unless the people want, unless whoever that's in the office want to change, whoever that's running downtown or the Justice Center or the White House. So if they talking about Black Lives Matter and all this crap and all this equal rights or whatever, it doesn't really make a difference unless they change it from the inside on out. That's the only way. Other than that, I don't care because it ain't going to change anything, you know? And then no matter what race you is, if you're, see, only color that matters right about now is green, flat out. So
you mean money?
Yeah, money. If you ain't got money, get the out of the way. That's basically what it is. And 9 times out of 10, we don't make as much money as most people in Washington do. So, like, I stay in the heart of the ghetto. So, hey, the only way that's gonna change is it start from the White House, it start from the Pentagon, it start from wherever the heck they sit around a round table and play King Arthur Knights. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way it's gonna stop. That's how I feel.
That's Drew Bascom, a line chef in one of the restaurants just outside the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland. And now, Nancy.
Andrew.
I want to take you way, way outside the convention. I'm not talking about half a block here. I'm talking about the other side of the country, okay? I talked to Mitchell Hartman. He is one of Marketplace's fabulous reporters. I was on the floor of the Republican convention, but Mitchell?
Well, right now I'm in a studio back in Portland, Oregon, but yesterday I was way out of Portland, several hours east of here, over the mountains into ranch and wheat farming country.
I hear you have a voice to bring to us, a man who is a rancher?
Right, indeed. I met a rancher named Neil Slater, and we talked about ranching, and I broached the topic and said, you know, so what are you thinking about this election, and who do you think you might support?
Well, I have to go with Trump because of probably the most important thing. And I'm not a big Trump fan. I would have been a Cruz fan. But our Supreme Court justices are probably the most important thing for the next 20 to 25 years going forward, and who he's put said that he would do, and that alone, and our borders. We need to secure our borders and get control of the chaos that's going on.
And, you know, Andrea, it's not just sort of abstract ideology that is drawing him to Donald Trump. It's really his business, his livelihood. He's a lifelong cattle rancher. It's a tough business. You're competing with foreign countries. And he explained to me why, even though it's not really traditional Republican agenda stuff, he wants to see Donald Trump come in and renegotiate trade treaties, and he's not for free trade.
The free trade has really hurt us as far as the wheat industry and the cattle industry. You know, if we could get to a fair trade, and I think maybe if we can get down that road, it'll really help, you know, because that's the base of our whole economy is our ag industry, whether it's mining, lumber, cattle, wheat, whatever, you know, that's the base of the whole economy. If it doesn't do well, then the economy doesn't do well.
So does he think that Trump is listening to people like him?
Yeah, he thinks that if Donald Trump is elected, it's certainly going to help his cattle business. But he also feels pretty on the outside when it comes to politicians. You know, and I asked him if, you know, when Congress does pass, you know, a law that actually seems to sort of make sense or work for rural America, is it really because the politicians paid attention, listened, came out to see them, or is it just kind of an accident?
I would say probably more of an accident than anything. I think the regular GOP, there's a lot of things they do that I really, really don't agree with. Now, our politicians are getting 2-3 generations away from the farm and ranch, and they really don't know and don't connect. And without term limits, we become lifetime politicians to get rich, and that's just not the way things were set up to be. And it's awful hard for them to look out for us when they're looking out for themselves.
That is exactly the thing. I can't tell you, Mitchell, how many Americans feel this exact same way. Mitchell Hartman, thank you so much for talking to me.
It's been great, Andrea. Bye-bye.
You know, Andrea, it's so interesting to hear two voices who clearly see themselves as outsiders, but so different in terms of where and why.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, I just think it's like a really good picture of where we are in this country.
So, Andrea, I want to take you back to Cleveland, where some of the small business owners we heard from earlier in the week told me how they're faring during the convention, whether this big event in their town is having a tangible benefit. It's picking up, still not great, but there are more customers. I talked with Susan Hale on Monday. She's co-owner of Rocket Fizz, a store in downtown Cleveland. She was really depressed Monday. The store was dead. But 2 days later, things were picking up. This time when I walked in, there were customers. And Susan Hale was looking a lot happier. Sales are back to about average.
We've been keeping those numbers now like we should be. Although with all the people, you would think it'd be a lot more than that. But it's not, but the numbers have picked up, and we're at least doing an average day now.
Around the corner from Rocket Fizz, there's an indoor corridor of small businesses. They're kind of tucked away, and the convention delegates are not finding them. Mary Farrell owns Bright Green, a shop selling locally made products. She applied to sell her wares at a special marketplace set up inside the perimeter around the arena. Her application was rejected, though, and she doesn't know many of the business owners who did win.
There's only one name that I recognize. So I thought that marketplace was supposed to be for Cleveland entrepreneurs or Cleveland small businesses to represent Cleveland made products. And I only recognized one name. The rest, I didn't even know. In fact, I'm not even sure if they are Cleveland businesses.
Turns out about half of the 20-something businesses in the inside marketplace are from Cleveland or other parts of Ohio. Businesses had to apply for a spot here. This is prime real estate, insider territory, right next to the arena, with around 20,000 delegates cycling through every day. Captive buyers. Audrey Scagnelli is National Press Secretary for the convention. She says they looked for businesses that had big inventories of stuff the delegates want. She says politics did not play a part, and she wishes she could have included more local businesses.
I wish that we had square footage to increase the size of this marketplace. So, you know, there really was a wealth of great options.
One of the local businesses that was chosen, the original Cleveland Watch Company. It's run by a retired cop named Amparo Vega. She's selling red, white, and blue watches with the official convention logo.
It's a unisex silicone red, white, and blue, and the face of it has the official RNC logo for the convention.
They're $75 online, $50 here at the convention. So far, Vega says she's sold close to 500. I asked why she thought she was chosen.
I think because I was such a pest.
Vega told me she just kept calling and calling the host committee that was helping organize the convention.
When I found out Cleveland was chosen for the RNC, I thought, oh my God, what a great venue to showcase my, you know, custom watches. So I've been working on this project for a year now. I'm telling you, they knew who I was every time I called. They were like, hello, Amparo.
That great inside venue, it worked out really well for Vega. I told her about the small businesses shivering in the cold outside of the security zone around the convention arena. She said she didn't actually see many local businesses around the marketplace.
I think they probably could have gotten a few more. It would have been great. Because I think there's more outside out-of-towners than there are local. But I guess they tried.
So yeah, Andrea Vega says she's beyond happy with the sales she's making.
Excellent.
Yeah, really happy. She's happy with the sales she's making here on the inside. Still, she does not call herself an insider. Maybe because when this is all over, it'll be back to business as usual on the outside.
And that's it for today from Politics Inside Out. Tomorrow, our last day in Cleveland, Donald Trump is expected to formally accept the nomination. After that, things start moving quickly toward the Democratic gathering in Philadelphia. All of our coverage is at marketplace.org/insideout, and we want to hear from you. What questions do you have for people inside and out of the conventions? Call us at 213-621-3535. Leave a message with your name, your hometown, and your question. We'd love to put you on the air. Again, that number is 213-621-3535. I'm Andrea Seabrook. I'm Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
And I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, Senior Washington Correspondent.
And this is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. This is APM.